I knew you could do it. I knew you could do it. Here, Richard, I just got to make sure. I know we're moving and shaking, I tell you. We are at the Southport Diner, and I have Tony here, who's the owner of Southport Diner. Thank you so much for letting us take over your dining space. Oh, I'm so nice of you.
It's so fun having you guys do this. I love having people all over the place while we're working.
Is your dad here too? Did I see your dad here before?
Yeah, he's here, but I think he just went to the other diner and he's coming back. He just goes back and forth all day.
Do you guys do that? I always wondered. So by the way, Tony's father is Leo, who owns Andrew's Diner, and we've done the diner tour there before. We moved to Southport this time. Do you guys just go back and forth between each other's diners and like... What is that like?
Yeah.
The diner world. Your sister owns a restaurant around here? I mean, my God, you can't escape the restaurant world, it seems.
Well, yeah, that's right. I guess, you know, that's kind of in our DNA.
I think so.
Like to go around and just serve people food and make people happy. I guess people are happier when they eat.
Yeah. And I've known Tony for a very, very long time.
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
It's been a little bit.
Let's not date ourselves.
I mean, well... Speaking of date, yes, there was a time. There was a time where I
was going to say we could date each other instead of dating ourselves.
Well, it's funny, though, because when I was a little girl, so we used to go to Andrew's all the time. We still do. My family loves to go there. And I don't know if you had come home from college. I don't remember what it was. I must have been 8 or 9, but I literally said to Tony's father, Leo, I'm like, he's so handsome. I want to date him one day. But it's like you were in college and you're like, what in the world? This is a little girl. It's crazy. And now we're friends a million years later.
And
how crazy
we're doing
is that?
Morning shows and we're doing all kinds
in
of
your diner.
Isn't that fun?
It's wacky.
It's wacky.
The good Lord has a very amazing sense of humor.
Yeah, that's no, I remember you coming in, you were always sweet. You'd be with your grandfather and you were the apple of his eye and all those days. You know, it's amazing in a diner. That's why it's cool that you guys are doing this here. It's like such an Americana. And then me being a little Greek kid, you know, just watching all different people, you know, because America's full of a lot of different races and immigrants and what makes us amazing. And the beautiful thing about Andrew's Diner, I always call that United Nations because it's like you get all walks of life over there on that side
really
of town.
You really do.
And it's like from veterans to, you know, your grandfather was like a veteran, I believe, or a cop
something. He was both. Oh, yes. And he made it known. Yep. Korea War vet. And Bridgeport cop. Oh, yes.
Yep. And when he used to shake my hand, it was back in the day before, you know, people were all germophobes. And we shook hands and he would stare me in the eyes. And he was like 80. But that handshake came from
he was terrifying.
It was from the soul.
I know.
He scared me.
I loved him. Yeah.
No, well, he was a teddy bear.
Yeah. Nothing really scares you, though, Tony. I've noticed that.
I guess I have 6'6" energy. So,
yeah. I love that for you, though.
Just
are you kidding me?
A foot short, but.
How do you guys remember people's names?
I don't.
You don't? I love that. Okay, so just, yeah.
Sometimes I just send the waitress over. I'll be like, oh, go say hi to him. He's my friend. I can't remember. Can you just be like, what's your name? Or I have Q.
That's what I have D for.
Right.
I'll be like, D, I think we have our next guest coming in. Although I do know Michael Tostani. I do know him. I do know the superintendent of schools. I do know him. But I will. That's you always have to like have that person. That
listen,
you're like, hey, find out who on earth.
Right.
No,
there's times where you wish you knew because you could, you know the face, you know the eyes, but you're not sure.
But you know the orders. I guess that's what it is. It's not even the names. I should have asked the question differently. How do you remember people's orders, like regulars? How do you do that?
I mean, it's pretty simple, I guess. You just look at them and you just picture them being a bacon, egg, and cheese. And you're like, okay, bacon, egg, and cheese. Or if they order a French toast, you just...
I don't see faces. I just see breakfast orders.
That's right.
See. That's amazing.
Remember The Water Boy when Adam Sandler was having visions? That's us in restaurants.
I literally love that you just referenced Water Boy.
Yeah,
that's
Water Boy.
That's so phenomenal. I have no issues with that.
No, that's what pure H2O keeps you going. You know, we have filters and we filter our water at both locations.
You're hilarious.
It's the truth.
I wish... I need people to know you. I just think you're such a character.
The truth is people can taste chlorine in the water and it's becoming a problem.
Right.
But we got beautiful.
I did not know we were going to go that direction. I didn't know we were going to go that direction.
It's early for me. I'm deep in the morning.
No, you're crushing. I know. I love that. You're such a poetic soul.
Yeah, this is way before, you know, lunch rush and breakfast rush when, you know, you hear all the crying kids and all the people that you're supposed to remember. Because I do remember a lot of people, but there's certain people I can see them every day and I just don't remember them. And then
do you remember my order?
No, I don't. I think you used to have eggs with, like, I can't remember. I'll be honest.
No, you're about to give me Claudia's order. That's my mom. The eggs with the whatever on top. What is she?
I think it's just like the feta cheese.
Yeah, that's my mom.
Yeah, it's all jumbled. It's jumbled.
I get a bacon and cheese omelet, and I make it into a stacker.
Okay, see.
Right?
That's a stacker. That's a good breakfast order. Now I can't see you. I only see your bacon and cheese omelet.
I don't even know who you are. I just know your breakfast order.
You just became water boy.
Yeah, there you go. Well, perfect. Well, you just became one of our stops on the diner tour. What's that like? You ever thought you'd have a radio station set up in your diner?
Yeah, kind of. I always envision having like my own podcast in here. And it's like, I bring yours. It's just like, why bring sand to the beach when there's already sand?
There you go.
You just brought better sand to this beach.
Well,
and this
thank you.
The Southport Diner. We're on the port of...
Look, people are calling to come to your beach. Right. Do you hear this phone ringing?
It's probably one of my people hearing me. They're like, hey, Tony, I hear you on the radio. Like, I'm supposed to talk to them. You know, that's what people are these days.
Honestly, Tony, that is probably my biggest problem when I do this show. Especially my father. Love you, Dad. But he will call me while I'm on the radio.
That probably was my father, too, because
that probably was your father calling you to let you know you're on the radio.
My phone was vibrating in my pocket. Yep. Which gives me that feeling of losing my cool. And then
let Leo know. We'll call him right back. It was literally Leo.
He probably wants us to push the specials over. I knew it was him.
Your father was literally calling you while you're on the radio.
And he's probably listening. He's like, hey, Tony, guess what? I hear you on the radio.
Yes, we know, Dad. That has to be a dad thing.
Right.
I'm telling you right now, my father's going to call me in 2 seconds.
Yeah,
I hear you on the radio. I know, Dad. We go through this every single day.
Right. And by the way, he's going to be like, tell Tony to call me. We need to update his insurance because your dad is a great insurance agent. If anybody doesn't know, they could...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Go through him.
Yes. I don't know how long my father has insured you. Or my brother. Yeah. Or my husband or any of the people. They're all over there. They're everywhere. I don't know what they're doing over there.
They're doing a lot of insurance.
Well, you're doing a lot of diner, and I don't want to keep you from your dad.
Bacon, egg, and cheese, and omelets. No, you don't keep me from him. Don't worry about him. He's going nowhere. He's a permanent fixture like the lights.
That's very true.
And he's going to be coming back every 5 minutes. You probably forgot something.
Oh, Leo, we didn't forget you or your son, Tony, and I want to thank you so much for letting us do the diner for you.
I've always enjoyed listening to your morning show. And
thanks, man.
Keep your positive messages going because we need you.
Thanks.
We need you like the world needs hash browns. Making diners great again. Tour continues.
Oh, my gosh. That's going to be my new motto.
Yes.
Eric, write that down in the studio. Did you get that?
Yeah, let's go.
There you go. Write it down.
And if everybody's out there wants to come support Field of Dreams in Bridgeport tomorrow night. I'll be performing downtown, 7 p.m. Get your tickets on Bridgeport. Field of Dreams.
Get me that, and then I'll let the people know.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I'm
going to
be telling jokes that probably aren't that funny. I'm a lot better at running a diner than doing comedy, but hey.
I think it's worth it. Worth it.
I'm a menu.
That's very true. It's very true. Yeah. And want to let you know, if you want to stop by the Southport Diner, we are here live. And if you tell your waiter or waitress that you're with WICC, you'll get a free cup of coffee.
Oh, my God. I didn't think you were going to mention that, but fine.
I just did it. Cool. I just did it.